global peace is multilateral. Why? Because bilateral peace deals only involve a couple of countries. When there's global peace, and all countries are therefore involved, the relationships, the peacefulness among them all are inherently multilateral. Right now, there is incredible progress on multilateral peace. There is the prospect of it eventually being more than only the bilateral peace that has already been achieved. There's the possibility of global multilateral peace being achieved as a consequence of the efforts of great leaders right now. The president of China has said China doesn't want war overseas, that China wants peace. President Xi called the United Nations so that the peace that President Xi is leading on won't simply be bilateral peace, because at the United Nations, multilateral peace is possible. President Biden is leading on peace. Of course, there's already peace between the United States and China, each other's largest trading partners. And of course, there's already peace between the United States and Russia, with President Putin and President Biden scheduled to get together in the near future. And under extraordinary, courageous, phenomenal leadership, together, the influential countries are leading on multilateral peace. It's important for all countries to be involved. I mean, think about it for a moment. As the world is becoming more peaceful right now, how does the population everywhere achieve the most fun, the most joy, and the most prosperity? Well, in order for the global economy to fully grow at the potential that it can achieve, we need peace multilaterally. That's why you're going to hear a global call for peace. All countries participating, all countries creating peace for all others. Under courageous leadership, leaders insisting on peace, you're going to find that even though we're only there on a bilateral basis currently, that we're going to get there on a multilateral basis immediately. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was that global call for peace right now? If it wasn't only up to the leaders of the most influential countries, wouldn't it be wonderful if all of the countries were calling for peace? Right now, there are still places that are want of peace, where the populations don't feel safe yet, where there isn't joy and growing prosperity. There are places still in need of peace. Now that there is phenomenal diplomacy on peace from the most influential countries, we need the call for peace to be from all countries and for all countries. That peace should be for Palestinians and Israeli Jews. We need an immediate call for peace talks between Palestinians and Israeli Jews. The call for peace talks shouldn't only be from the most influential countries at the United Nations. They should be from everyone. Calming relations there. Creating a feeling of safety, reassuring the entire population of the region, insisting on peace, creating peace, a peace that can create a context for prosperity. Elsewhere, where there's a need for people to feel safe and respected and calm, we want the leadership to be speaking up and directing attention to peace the way the most courageous leaders are already directing to attention to peace and leading diplomatically on peace right now. You are a courageous leader. You're a courageous leader, not because you're acting tough or trying to look tough while hiding away insecurely. No. You're a courageous leader. A phenomenal leader for leading with integrity. Populations are depending on leaders. Courageous leaders like you to direct attention to peace, to actualize peace, and as a consequence, contribute to global prosperity. That is what's taking place now. It's why our leaders are gaining popularity all over the globe. It's the respect populations feel for leaders. It's the love that leaders feel feel for one another. It's leaders telling one another, I love you. I don't just want you to feel safe and calm. I want to contribute to your success. I want to lift you up and make you more successful. Help you in every way that I can. And the great leaders are doing that even more right now. Not just settling for the bilateral peace that's already been achieved, but all of us calling for multilateral peace, global peace, and tranquility right now.